Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 130-113 tonight down at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans over Anthony Davis and the New Orleans Pelicans. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented to you by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm your host, the Mayor, Mitch Ross, hanging out with you, taking your calls at 414-799-1250. The chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club, other side of the glass, Evan hanging out, Nick Bodie hanging out, producing the show as well, again here on The Fan. Bucks win 130-113, kind of a... just a meh game, I guess, down there in New Orleans. Bucks do get the job done, snap their three-game road losing streak. I guess I got a little bit worried there for a second in the fourth quarter. The Bucks kind of pulled away. 45-41 was the scoring in that third quarter. I think the Pelicans must have scored 15 late in the third quarter to kind of make that. The Bucks really pulled away in the third quarter, but the Pelicans really tried to do their best to hang around as best as they could, despite Anthony Davis and that whole mess of a situation down there in New Orleans. You kind of saw it firsthand, the situation, for the first time this year if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, as they were down there in New Orleans for the one and only time this season. Kind of a weird situation. I know they were kind of touching on it on both broadcasts, how Anthony Davis is only playing 21, 22 minutes a game since the All-Star, the All-Star break, trade deadline area. So sure enough, he was at about that 21, 22-minute mark, and they pulled him out, and I'm sure the Pelicans could have used him tonight, but the Bucks do hang on, get the 130-113 victory. Again, the Mayor Mitch Ross here with you, 414-799-1250, taking your reaction to this one. Also, going to throw out a topic as well in a minute here, but first I want to go inside the box score and take a quick look at the numbers for tonight's Bucks 130-113 victory over the Pelicans.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Time now to go inside the box score here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Well, first we'll start with Giannis Antetokounmpo. 24 points tonight in 26 minutes on 7 of 13 shooting. 0 of 4 from beyond the three-point line. 10 for 10 from the free throw line. Those free throws seem to have improved dramatically since that last road trip. 9 rebounds for Giannis, 2 of them offensive, 5 assists, 6 turnovers again tonight for Giannis, 4 fouls, kind of a funky game for Giannis, some ticky-tack calls early. He was thrown off his usual rotation in that first half, but was able to end up with 24 points somehow, a lot of putbacks and stuff like that. Again, 0 for 4 from beyond the arc tonight for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Chris Middleton, 23 points to pace the Bucks offensively as well. The second leading scorer, 9 of 18 from the floor in 30 minutes, 2 of 6 from beyond the arc, 3 of 3 from the line. 5 rebounds, 7 assists. His passing was absolutely fantastic on some of those pick and rolls with Brook Lopez there for sure in the first half. 7 assists again for Chris Middleton, just 2 turnovers, plus 20 on the night for Chris Middleton. Speaking of Brook Lopez, 30 minutes for him, 13 points, 5 of 10 shooting, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. Bucks struggled overall from 3 again tonight. 2 of 2 from the line for Brook Lopez, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks for Splash Mountain. And again, 13 points, plus 24 for Brook tonight. 29 minutes for Eric Bledsoe, 14 points, and 6 of 15 shooting. 1 of 3 from beyond the arc himself, 1 of 2 from the line, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 turnovers for Eric Bledsoe. Malcolm Brogdon, just 20 minutes tonight, interestingly enough, after struggling in San Antonio so bad. 7 of 10 from the floor tonight in just 20 minutes. 18 points for Malcolm, 2 of 4 from beyond the 3-point line, 2 of 2 from the line. 1 rebound, 2 assists, 2 steals, a couple of turnovers as well for Brogdon. Off to the bench, Nikola Mirotic, 24 minutes off the bench tonight, 14 points, 4 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 5 from the 3-point line, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a turnover for Nikola Mirotic. 17 minutes for Ersan Ilyasova as well, 1 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from the line, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 2 rebounds and assist, and a block for Ersan Ilyasova, just 3 points tonight. Dante DiVincenzo, 3 points as well, and 13 minutes off the bench. 1 of 1, it was a 3-pointer, 2 rebounds, and that'll do it for Dante DiVincenzo tonight in just 13 minutes. Pat Connaughton, a big 24 minutes off the bench for the Bucks tonight, 4 of 8 from the floor, 9 points, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc. He's under 30% from 3 for the season. Seems to be having some bad misses of late as well, so I guess really the majority of the season since about that first month. Has Pat Connaughton kind of, you know, been a subpar three-point shooter. 11 rebounds, though, for Pat Connaughton, so 1 point away from a double-double for Pat Connaughton. Tony Snell, 27 minutes off the bench from Tony Snell tonight, 4 of 8 from the floor as well, 1 of 3 from 3, and 0 of 1 from the free-throw line. Just that technical foul there. You saw Tony significantly short on that technical foul shot, but Bucks would hang on, so I'm not going to hold it to him. 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. One big block you'll hear coming up here in a second. Tony Snell, again, with 9 points on 4 of 8 shooting. Bucks shoot 48 of 97 from the floor. That's 49.5% after being just 33% after the first quarter. That ugly, ugly first quarter. The game was tied at 23 after that first quarter. And again, a big second half from the Bucks and really both teams. Little defense played on either side of the floor. 10 of 36 from the 3-point line. That's 28%. And 24 of 28 from the free throw line for your Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks out rebound the Pelicans 52 to 50. As the Pelicans shoot just 43% and 10 of 47 from beyond the arc. They took 47 threes. I believe they were 3 of 27 in the first half. So you knew that would even out a little bit, but still, they shoot just 21% from beyond the arc. Bucks win 130 to 113. Go to 51-17 on the season, improve their lead in the Eastern Conference. Now they're back up to 3 games over the Toronto Raptors, who lost last night in Cleveland, of all places, big time. So the Bucks again go up 3 games again over the Toronto Raptors for that number 1 seed, and 24-12 away from the Fiserv Forum. Bucks continue their road trip on Friday night in Miami. And as they look to get another road victory, I want to ask you guys tonight, 414-799-1250, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/1057FM, The Fan. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057FM, The Fan. If you believe the Bucks have another gear that they can get to, another level, you know what I'm trying to say here, with the teams like true contenders seem to have, teams like the Warriors, where they have a huge third quarter all the time and, you know, really get rolling offensively and defensively, and turning defense into offense. The Bucks did that in the third quarter tonight, no question, to kind of put their stamp on it. Now, the last half of the third quarter wasn't as nice, but they really kind of made their mark on this game in that third quarter. And I'm just curious if you guys think that the Bucks have sort of that extra level they can get to carry them through the postseason and playing into mid-June, as everybody seems to have their expectations at this point, because they're going to need another gear, I think, where a night like tonight, where Giannis is in foul trouble in the first half and doesn't really get rolling until the second half, and then he's out of his rhythm and some of the guys aren't necessarily shooting great. Now the Bucks were again facing a pretty lifeless team, and I couldn't believe how much of a struggle the kind of the first quarter and a half was, and then there were some stretches in that second half where you're just like, why is it so hard to play defense against the Pelicans? I mean, it's Ian Clark. It's Elfrid Payton's hitting threes, and it's just guys were getting to their spots, but the Bucks would tighten it up whenever they had to, and got the job done tonight. But asking you guys, 414-799-1250, if you think the Bucks have the ability to get to another gear as we head down the stretch here. And I mean, maybe that kind of ties into resting guys, and, you know, because the other thing too with Bud, Coach Bud, earlier in this game in the first quarter, he was not happy with his team as they were not getting back on defense, not getting any 50-50 balls. The hustle just wasn't there for pretty much the entire first quarter. And you saw, you know, and I think it was Marcus Johnson on the broadcast in Fox Sports Wisconsin who said, you know, he's not happy and you gotta, but he said you can't play with your food, I think was what he said, because you can't expect the team to lollygag around if you're going to lollygag with lineups. And I think you saw that on Sunday against the Spurs, where on a back-to-back, you kind of thought the Bucks would rest a couple of guys, kind of like they did in Utah. And they didn't do that. They played a full 48 minutes two nights in a row. And I wonder if that is by design to get the Bucks to kind of playing, firing in all cylinders as we head towards the postseason. I mean, I guess, you know, it depends on what you prefer. Would you prefer the team to rest guys and just keep them fresh, or would you rather have the team going on all cylinders as we head towards the last, just what, 15 games left in the season? 13 games. 14 games left in the 2018-19 season for the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks win 130-113, 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Let's get to the defensive play of the game.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yanis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Pelicans had 15 turnovers on the night. The Bucks had 13 turnovers. So the Bucks do indeed win the turnover battle again tonight in a 130-113 victory. Your defensive play of the game, Tony Snell. Tony Snell did what? He goes up, blocks the shot. It would lead to a bucket on the other end.
Oh, Tony Snell blocks Darius Miller.
That's how you contest a three-point shooter.
Giannis, yes, all the way around and down for Adetokounmpo.
Going to get to
there you go. That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Giannis doing his best to close down the victory there as well. 24 points, with many of them coming in the fourth quarter. 7 of 13 overall from the floor for Giannis in just 26 minutes tonight, in a Bucks 130-113 victory down at the Smoothie King Center. Mayor Mitch Ross in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Evan on the other side of the glass, the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club. I guess you'd call me the president then. I don't know. He didn't play at all tonight, unfortunately. Neither did Pau Gasol, though, so I guess we can stop that argument for at least a couple of hours here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Shout out to Cronenwetter, getting a lot of discussion as well during the game. That was the fourth quarter shootout. That is indeed my hometown of all of 5,000 or 6,000 people, whatever it's up to. That's crazy that a small village in northern Wisconsin got the shout-out tonight on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Bucks win 130-113. More of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show coming up next on The Fan.
Listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
Bucks win 130-113 down in New Orleans at the Smoothie King Center. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Evan Heffelfinger, other side of the glass. Nick Bodie hanging out as well, other side of the glass, producing the show. We'll have a sports flash up coming for you here in about 20 minutes or so. Lot to get to here tonight yet on the show. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. Take your calls, 414-799-1250. 1250. Put an eye on the enemy, get you a Chili's MVB before we get out of here tonight as well. Yes, the Bucks did play a game tonight. I know the Packers had taken the forefront of the Wisconsin sports landscape today with all the free agency moves. It was like a Christmas morning for a Packer fan where it's something you haven't really, it was like your first Christmas. You haven't experienced it where you have a team that's going out and making moves. So I totally dig that. The screaming play of the game. Malcolm Brogdon, another extremely efficient night. 18 points on 7 of 10 shooting. 2 of 2 from the line as usual. 2 of 4 from 3, 50%. I'll take that. Still working on that 50, 40, 90 slash lines for him this year. That'd put him in pretty select company if he would make it the entire season, keeping his numbers above those thresholds. He had a nice steal and a Giannis finish early in the second half.
No hesitation off the front on the three-point attempt. Payton has it taken away. Brogdon, Giannis, lay-in.
Good heads-up play by Malcolm Brogdon on the back tap.
And highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call tonight from New Orleans. Again, there you go. There you saw right there early in the second half. The Bucks, after using a little spurt at the end of the first half, would carry that into the second half. Certainly the majority of that third period was certainly advantage Bucks. And I'm asking you tonight at 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter if you think the Bucks have the ability to get to maybe another level as they head down the stretch here with just a dozen or so games. I think it's 14 off the top of my head games left in the season, and as they head back into the playoffs this year, hopefully they'll have the one seed home court advantage. I know the fans will be certainly rowdy as the Bucks begin the postseason. I know there's been a lot of discussion and consternation on the part of Bucks Nation whether or not the crowds have been in it. And do Bucks fans hang on every basket? No, probably not. But I think that when something warrants celebration and a great applause. You saw a hustle play the other night on Saturday in the Bucks' last home game. A hustle sequence there led by Dante DiVincenzo where the fans gave a standing ovation to the team. I mean, I can't think of many more other than that this year, but I mean, I know in the postseason, even in the Bradley Center, Bucks fans bring it, so I'm really not that worried until we get to the postseason whether or not Bucks fans are hanging on every single basket and going crazy like Warriors fans do. Acting like they won the championship every time Steph Curry hits a three. It's almost annoying. So keep doing what you're doing out there, Bucks Nation. But I would like to see the team hit another gear, and I think that they possibly do. I think, Giannis talks all the time about how he's only at 60% of his potential, and I tend to agree with that. I mean, he still needs work in that three-point shot. Now, if you look at the numbers, I don't have them in front of me, but his three-point shooting has improved as the season has progressed, and he is just 0 for 4 tonight, and he was short on everything tonight, but, he is a little nicked up, and I think that if they can just get him healthy, it's going to be a delicate balance down the stretch here of trying to be prepared for the playoffs and be firing in all cylinders, but also be rested and ready to go and be energized and reset, because the season does essentially begin again, and if the season ended today here, the Bucks, I do believe, would be facing the Miami Heat in the first round. And obviously the Miami Heat have given the Bucks some fits over the last couple of years. Now, I would say that it seems like a lot of times when the Bucks play in Miami, it's a Sunday day game or a Boston to Miami back-to-back where the team is just at a significant disadvantage coming in. So, I don't know. I think in a 7-game series, the Bucks can certainly handle the Heat. I would say no more than 6 games. You got Detroit also at 34-32 at the 7 seed as we speak. Brooklyn blew them out last night to move ahead at 36-33. So probably going to be one of those teams. The Sixers won tonight as well. So did Indiana. So those two are knotted up for the 3 seed. Both at 43-25. I believe the Sixers do have the tiebreaker in that one. In that series as well, as they just beat the Pacers. Those two just played on Sunday. So those guys are battling out for the 3 seed. Toronto has clinched a playoff spot as well. Bucks go up 3 games. They return to 3 games over the Toronto Raptors at 51-17. Toronto sits at 48 and 20. Asking you guys, 414-799-1250, as the Bucks snap their three-game road losing streak, if they do have another gear that they can probably get to. Get some of your tweets here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. JR tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Yes, they're coasting right now. The rotations are all over the place. No continuity. They are winning on talent right now. They definitely can dial it in a different level, saving it for the playoffs. Just need to hold the number one overall seed. Yeah, certainly a good thought. I don't know if they're coasting. I guess a little bit they are. Maybe I'm just not used to having a Bucks team that's, I guess, head and shoulders above everybody in the East. I mean, I don't want to throw too much shade at Toronto, but the Bucks do hold the 3-1 season series advantage there over that team. The rotations are indeed a bit all over the place, and I thought that a game like Sunday night in San Antonio from Coach Bud, who you guys will hear from coming up a little bit later on the show, the rotation, that was an opportunity to maybe get DJ Wilson a little bit of minutes. And, you know, I just believe that we haven't seen the last of DJ Wilson this year. I just refuse. I know Sparky sits up here and says he's done. Pau Gasol's taking his minutes. I just feel like there's going to be a game or two where the Bucks are going to need him, and he is going to be a factor. His defense is certainly, and his energy and his effort on the defensive end, tipping balls and stuff like that, he has been incredible on the defensive end. So I do think that we haven't seen the last of DJ Wilson. Now, Pau Gasol did not play at all tonight either, so we can sort of get away from that debate for at least a couple of hours to see who's playing over those. But I mean, I don't even know if Pau Gasol is really a shoe-in for a spot in the playoff rotation. What you've seen from Pau is not great in the last couple. I mean, and I was a little bit nervous about this when they got Pau, because I'm all for the championship pedigree and experience and et cetera. But at the same time, you have to be able to provide something. And in the limited action in his defense, we really have not quite yet seen that. And there's no reason that the DJ Wilson shouldn't see any more minutes. Let's go head out to the phone lines, talk to you guys. 414-799-1250, Mayor Mitch, in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Let's head out to Mike on the northwest side. Mike, you're up on The Fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm calm. I think definitely the Bucks can get to the next gear. The NBA season is just so long, man. This is like the dog days of the NBA. Unless you're really fighting for, like, position or to get in, you know, these games get kind of tedious, especially a game like tonight in New Orleans. There's just no life in that arena. That whole situation with Anthony Davis is just terrible. And, you know, there was no juice. But still, they played down to the competition, and they still won by, what, 15?
Yeah.
And this team is great. You can see that there was no juice. But, you know, I'm waiting for the game against Philly. We'll see the difference when they play somebody with some competition. But I'm with you about Miami. That kind of worries me. I don't want Miami to get that eighth spot.
Yeah, I think they'll beat Miami, but I would hate to see it go 6 or 7, that's for sure, and really get them. You know, the last thing I need is for Giannis to be playing 7 games in the first round, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Also, I don't want Boston to get that fourth. I want Boston to get the third spot.
Third?
They would basically have to play Toronto in the second round, so one of those two would be knocked out. I want Boston to get that third spot.
So you're thinking you want to see Philly or Indiana in that second round?
Yep. Either one, I don't care. I think we could beat either one of them. I don't want Boston in the second round. And that'll knock Boston or Toronto out, at least one of them. Those are the two main threats. If they play each other, one of them is going to be gone. But I hope Boston gets that third spot.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you there. There he is, Mike, on the northwest side at 414-799-1250. He does think the Bucks have another gear, and I tend to agree. I mean, as I said in the open of the show, kind of a mad game tonight down there in New Orleans with that whole situation, and the crowd is, you know, light. Kind of reminds you of the, 2012, 2013, 2014 Milwaukee Bucks at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, where some of those nights, on like a Wednesday against Sacramento, you'd look up and there'd be maybe 8,000 people in the building, but not a problem this year with the five-serve form, and really the last couple of years, a lot to get excited about with this Milwaukee Bucks team. And you heard a little bit about it there too, a good point from Mike as well, that what is it, this Sunday already? Yeah, they're taking on the Philadelphia 76ers, a 2:30 tip-off on ABC, worldwide national television, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean. More households are going to see that game than they would an ESPN game. National television on ABC against this Joel Embiid, who's back and is looking better than ever, especially that game against Indiana. He's back, and he comes to town as the Bucks will look to hold home court, and I'm sure the fans are going to bring it down there at Fiserv Forum. Coming up on Sunday afternoon, the Bucks go to Miami to continue this or finish up this road trip. That's a 7 p.m. Central Time tip-off in Miami. Then again, Philadelphia on Sunday. And then the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, we'll see if he plays coming up a week from tonight down at the Fiserv Forum. Let's put a quick look on tonight's enemy.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
Quick look now at the New Orleans Pelicans as the Bucks beat them 130-113 tonight. Anthony Davis played at that 21-minute mark. He was 9 of 16 from the floor, 12 boards, 21 points for Anthony Davis in 21 minutes tonight. So the Bucks had little answer for him. Julius Randle, a big night as well. He led New Orleans with 23 points, 10 of 19 from the floor, 1 of 6 from 3. Pelicans shoot just 10 of 47 from beyond the arc. Anything else of note? Elfrid Payton, 6 of 15. Darius Miller was a bit of a, you know what, in the end of the second half there for sure. Jahlil Okafor, interestingly enough, the one guy on the Pelicans roster to not play in tonight's game. Interesting situation there. Again, I think we talked about it the other night, Sparky and myself. Especially with this Anthony Davis situation. You would think that Okafor would be playing a little bit more for them, but he has not played at all recently for the Pelicans. Very interesting to see. Head out to you guys again. Let's sneak in Aaron and Delafield. You're up on the fan. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, I wanted to call and give my piece on Pau Gasol and DJ Wilson with them not getting many minutes.
Sure.
I'm thinking that they brought Pau Gasol in. You know, he played under Budenholzer in San Antonio, I think, and I think he was
I don't think he did.
No, was Budi gone?
Yeah, he was gone. Well, he was in Atlanta for 5 years. And Pau was only there the last 2 years, so.
Okay, well, my mistake.
Either way, my
thought was I feel like they maybe brought Gasol in to be a mentor to those younger guys like DJ Wilson.
Yeah.
And share his experience and give them what he knows, get DJ better for the future. Because I think you're right, DJ should be on the floor more.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see that, you know, maybe as Pau is able to practice with them and get to know them better.
Right. Thanks for the call, Aaron. That's certainly a good point, and I definitely agree with you, and I think that is certainly the case. I just, you know, I guess we're at the point, though, where it's not really about mentoring. It is and it isn't, right? It's like, you know, we need to win games in the postseason, and certainly down the stretch if you want to lock up that one seed. Again, the Bucks, a 3-game lead over the Raptors. They do have the season series tiebreaker as well, so it's almost like a 4-game lead as we speak over the Raptors. But, I, you know, again, I get it. Pau Gasol was brought in for to be a mentor and a leadership role. But I, you know, San Antonio is also clinging to a playoff spot in the Western Conference. And would they really have let him go if he was really, you know, that good anymore? I hate to say it about a guy who's a legend and was probably my favorite player at one point in my life. I will definitely give him that, you know, a 2-time NBA Finals champion. But he is a little bit older and he's not quite as fleet of foot, and you know, he's going to have to kind of take advantage of his opportunities that he's going to get, because he's probably not going to play a whole lot. And that's kind of the way I personally prefer it. I have no problem with him being in the locker room, being with the guys on the sideline, on the bench. You know, what did you see here? You know, what happened here? That type of stuff, discussing and getting guys like DJ Wilson in the right spot. Now, DJ Wilson has to be on the court, I think, for that also to kind of transpire. So we will see what happens. We'll hit a quick break here on the other side. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer. We'll also hopefully hear from Bucks and our Milwaukee basketball insider Matt Velasquez. Also look ahead to the game on Friday against Miami. We'll dig into that a little bit more, get you a Chili's MVP. That's all coming up next on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pros postgame show. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Bucks win 130-113. More next on The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
Bucks win 130-113. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Your Bryant and Stratton X Factor of the game. I'm going to go the three-point shooting of the New Orleans Pelicans. And the Bucks limiting them to 21% from beyond the arc. 10 of 47 was New Orleans from beyond the arc. Big-time misses there from the Pelicans. You could count them up in the first quarter. It was ugly in that first quarter. Both teams unable to hit a shot. New Orleans 3 of 27 in the first half from beyond the arc. I guess an honorable mention would be Anthony Davis only playing 21 minutes, but you kind of knew going in either he was going to play limited minutes or play 0 minutes, and he played tonight. It kind of felt like for a minute there they were going to leave him in for a little bit longer than that 21-minute restriction, or seemingly restricted. That's not a public thing, but it seems to be that's where he's been for about the last month or so as far as minutes for the Pelicans. And what an interesting situation that has been down there in New Orleans. And again, you saw it firsthand for the first time this year if you're a Bucks fan, where it's just building's got no life. Anthony Davis is kind of walking around, going through the motions, putting up some shots, trying to get his numbers, but also trying to not get hurt. And I think especially for a guy who's had so many injury troubles. I don't have it in front of me, but I know he's played over 65 games like once in his career. So he's missed time, a lot of ticky-tack hand injuries and stuff like that, where, you know, it almost seems like if the Pelicans ever played an important game, he would probably play in it. But I guess when you're, a little banged up, there's no sense in doing it. But it'll be interesting to see what happens to Anthony Davis in the offseason. LeBron James and the Lakers tried their best to get him, but the Pelicans were not having it. They didn't want to get Kuzma, Ingram, Ball, and the entire roster outside of LeBron James, and I guess I don't really blame them, because look at that team without LeBron James. The Lakers struggled. Now they've struggled mightily with LeBron James after falling apart once he got hurt. They've been unable to get it going again. So I think Brandon Ingram's a nice player. He killed the Bucks the other night, and he was 10 for 10, I think, at one point in that game, and kind of came back down to earth as the Bucks would prevail in that game as well. So, so now the Pelicans have put themselves in a position where they have to play out the string with Anthony Davis here. Just a couple of games left for them. They're now 30 and 40 on the season. So just 12 games left for them to sort of play out the string and I guess see what they have for the future. You know, the Pelicans kind of screwed this thing all up with Anthony Davis. I mean, he was a guy who's been, you know, a stud for years when he does play. And, they got Julius Randle this offseason, which seemed to be a hand-in-glove fit. And that, you know, they do play in such a tough conference that it's really hard to say whether or not they'd probably be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. I don't have any reservations on saying that. I think they'd probably sneak into that 6, 7, 8 seed, you know, if they were in the Eastern Conference. But they do have to play in the West. And they kind of built their team, I think, like a poor man's Warriors. I don't know what they were trying to do. If they were just, they play small, play fast, shoot a lot of threes, and it is a copycat league, but I think it's important if you're gonna copy a team or play that style, maybe have something that's different or can go against the grain. And that's why I think the Bucks are so special, because they can beat you in so many different ways. You want to play a 98-97 grinder of a game like they did against the Boston Celtics coming out of the All-Star break. They got that win, albeit barely, but they got that win. They can do that. They have the best defense in the league. If you look at, you know, opponent field goal percentage and that type of thing, the Bucks can also score 130 points on you, no problem. I mean, the Bucks shot 10 of 36 from three tonight, which they've done worse this year, believe me, but that's not great either. That's 27.8% from three. And I mean, the Bucks, it seems like if they want to, they could probably score 150 a lot of nights. So they can beat you in so many different ways. They can go big. They can, Bucks are certainly a force to be reckoned with, no question about it, as they go to 51-17 on the season. Still no other teams at the 50-win mark here. The Bucks' second 50-win season since I've been alive, I think. So that's obviously great to see. Toronto sits at 48-20. Bucks, again, a three-point lead, or three-game lead, over Toronto for that Eastern Conference home court advantage. And the Bucks do indeed hold a nice little lead over the Warriors in the Western Conference. The Warriors sit at 45-21. Getting home court advantage, God forbid you make it that far to the NBA Finals having home court advantage. Could you imagine that, Milwaukee? Down at Fiserv Forum, a brand new arena. A great basketball team that plays in it. A superstar player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, possible MVP, continues to strengthen his campaign as we go down the stretch here. Bucks, just a few games left in the season already. Again, 51-17. They get the 130-113 win tonight. We're going to get a quick sports flash from Nick Bodie on the other side. We'll hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer after their victory tonight. Also go inside the locker room, hear from Chris Middleton. That's all straight ahead on the Milwaukee Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show presented by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. More next on The Fan.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
.130-113 down in New Orleans. The Bucks get the win, 51-17, 24-12 away from Fiserv Forum. They snap a three-game road losing streak with the victory tonight. Eric Bledsoe, 29 minutes tonight, 14 points, 6 of 15 from the floor. He struggled, much like the entire team did in that first quarter, to really get anything to go in. The lid was on the basket for sure, but in the second quarter, Bledsoe would break through.
Good defense in the paint without fouling. Bledsoe. Count it. Bledsoe finally able to score after going 0 for 6 the first time around in the game.
There you go. 0 for 6 from the floor at that point before he would indeed get that one to go. Two of his 14 points in that highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call tonight down in New Orleans. Bucks win 130-113. Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer spoke after the game as well as he does each and every night. And we bring it to you here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show each and every night. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out tonight. Mayor Mitch in. Nick Bodie on the other side of the glass producing the show, doing the updates, etc. Evan hanging out as well, the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club. No DJ Wilson again tonight, so we'll see what's going on there. Maybe that's touched on as we hear from Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer.
You know, I think the way this team plays, they're still playing hard, playing lots of guys out there. It's not easy. You know, I really think that we're not as sharp as we need to be, but I think you have to give them some credit. And third quarter, 45-41, it's just, you know, it's great offense but not very good defense. So, but we were able to kind of lock down, start the fourth quarter and get a little bit of a cushion. So it's a road win. Those are always good in our league.
Attribute to that kind of lackadaisical start with the first half?
No, you know, it's just I think we just got to find the focus, find the urgency, and it's certainly not easy, but winning in this league is not easy, being really good in this league is not easy, so you just got to keep digging deeper and find a way, and there were stretches where we did that.
You had said transition defense would be a key to tonight. They only scored 12 fast break points. Were you happy with the results there?
I don't know how the NBA keeps fast break points. So I did not think it was very good in the first half. We had a lot of examples on film. The second half did feel better. You know, I don't know what they had in the first versus the second, but it felt like we did a much better job in the second half.
Offense a little slow to get going. How important were Chris and Malcolm and what they were able to do in that third quarter to get you guys moving a little bit?
Yeah, you know, Chris came out with a flurry to give us a nice start to the third quarter, and then Malcolm made some good plays. And you know, the first half, maybe it feels, we missed a lot of layups too. Maybe the first half feels differently. Maybe we're not in transition defense as much if we make more layups. But you know, you're not going to make them all. We got to be better getting back. So, but Malcolm and Chris were great to start the third quarter.
We talked about Malcolm before. Just to have a 50-40-90 guy as nominally your second, third, fourth, fifth option, whatever you want to call him. Just how important has that been for him and for you guys this season?
Yeah, no, he's been invaluable. You know, every night it can be somebody different. For a 4 or 5 minute stretch, it can be somebody different. And, you know, obviously everybody's stepped up and made big plays. And he just, you know, shoots it at such a high rate. The three balls are big, and then he's making layups. It's just a great combination, you know, really efficient for us. So, yeah, he's been huge.
What's the process of deciding when to take the starters out at the end? Obviously, we've had a couple games recently where it's been up and down. Teams get a little bit closer, but just how do you make those calls?
Yeah, a lot of it's gut. You know, I certainly would love to, you know, save our guys some wear and tear, and feel like we're pretty aggressive about taking them out. And, you know, a couple times, you know, teams have gone on 5-0 runs, 7-0 runs, and maybe had to put them back in. It's mostly a feel, gut thing. You know, where are we on a road trip? Where are we in our schedule? You know, so there's no, like, hard and fast rule.
Giannis had 4 fouls early in the third quarter. You trusted him to stay in there, and he validated that trust. Just what goes into keeping him out there?
Yeah, I thought that was great. You know, just I think, you know, he has to learn how to play with fouls, and I think, you know, that you used the word trust. I think the trust between he and I, you know, can always be growing and improving, and you never know a playoff situation, playoff series. You know, he may need to play with fouls, and so he can learn to do that, and we can, you know, if he were to get a fifth, then we got to learn to play without Giannis. So just kind of rolled the bones, but, you know, I think it's a learning opportunity, you know, no matter how it goes.
There he is, Bucks head coach Mike Budenholzer here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show that's brought to you by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE for more on Schneider. Time now to go inside the Bucks locker room and hear from Chris Middleton, who spoke after the game tonight.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Chris Middleton, 9 of 18 from the floor, 23 points. Just behind Giannis's 24 for the scoring lead for the Bucks tonight. He spoke after the game on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Chris, earlier today, Coach Bud said your team needs to be better at finishing quarters. How do you think you did that tonight?
That was pretty good. We still see where we need to sharpen up and get better at, especially the last possessions of the quarter. But I thought all in all, it was a good effort tonight.
I have to get an update. You throw down that monster dunk midway through the fourth. Who's leading in the Chris Middleton, Eric Bledsoe dunk contest?
I think I'm definitely up by 3 or 4. We got to get the tape. I think Nick's got it somewhere on his computer or hard drive. But we're going to get an update here pretty soon.
For fans at home who don't know, how did this heated competition begin between the two of you?
He thinks he has more bounce than me. He probably does, but I could dunk more, I think, because of my size. Still athletic, but it's a close race so far.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
There he is, Chris Middleton and Katie George on Fox Sports Wisconsin after the game. The Bucks win 130-113 over the Pelicans in that funky situation they got going down there. Bucks do get the win to snap their 3-game road losing streak. Quick look at the injuries right now. George Hill out tonight. I don't know if you noticed or not, though. He was in suited up. He was in game apparel for the first time, I think, in a while. Also, Sterling Brown. So we'll see if George Hill comes back. I think he's supposed to come back on this trip. So we'll see if he does make an appearance on Friday in Miami as the Bucks head over there to take on the Heat for the final time this season. Also, Sterling Brown is out with a wrist injury. We'll hopefully get an update on him at some point. It's been really quiet on that. I think the Bucks do miss some of his defensive intensity and shooting ability on the court. No question about it. They're a little bit thin at guard right now. And I also saw that point pointed out on Twitter. As we've been asking you guys tonight, if you think the Bucks have another gear they can hit before they head to the postseason. And, you know, it seems like a lot of the reaction coming in at 105.7 FM, the Fan, is, yeah, the Bucks are coasting. They're a little bit shorthanded. And schedule has been wacky, as Josh tweets at 105.7 FM, the Fan. He does believe that the Bucks have another gear. This is the dog days part of the season. when everyone is just wants it over with. Their schedule has been so wacky as of late, too. No question about it. I think that Sunday situation, if you guys missed that one, the Bucks had got in at 4 in the morning or whatever it was, Sunday morning into San Antonio after playing an 8 p.m. tip-off here in Milwaukee and having to fly essentially overnight into San Antonio. That's probably a three-hour flight, I would imagine, to South Central Texas and San Antonio. And I believe they're locked out of their hotel or something. I haven't followed up on that, but I thought that was the word. And conveniently, San Antonio hadn't played since Wednesday, so they had 3 days off. And sometimes, you know, I think that's why you see, I have a theory that teams that are coming, playing on a back-to-back, they start out hot. They might, you know, be up at half and then kind of run out of gas. And that's pretty much exactly what you saw on Sunday night as the Bucks lost to the Spurs. But they do right the ship tonight, get the 130-113 win. Again, asking you guys at 414-799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/1057FM. The Fan. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057FM. The Fan. I'm on Twitter at Mitch Ross, MKE. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. Asking you guys, if you think the Bucks have another gear they can get to, they're 51-17. Or do you think this is just kind of it? I think the Bucks have another gear to get to. No question about it. We'll see what Matt Velasquez has to say on the matter as we go visit our insider coming up after a quick break here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show. Bucks win 130-113. More coming up next on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win 130-113 down in New Orleans. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tonight. I'll be in as well on Friday night after the Bucks take on the Heat down in Miami. So keep it locked here on The Fan for that one as well. Time now to hit the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and welcome in our Milwaukee basketball insider, one of our Milwaukee basketball insiders, the one who comes on the postgame show after each and every game here on The Fan, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm just great. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. So you saw that situation down there in New Orleans firsthand tonight. Did you get a better feel of kind of how, or kind of just a real feel for what's going on down there tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of just two teams going in opposite directions. You know, the Bucks are, you know, obviously the best team in the league, and record-wise, they're playing really well in general. Outside of that, that Spurs loss the other day, they know who they are. They know who they want to be. The Pelicans are kind of a hodgepodge of dudes. Drew Holiday's hurt. Anthony Davis is on a minutes limit. Didn't play in the fourth quarter. They have a bunch of guys who are, you know, playing minutes that I don't know if they play minutes other places. It's kind of a weird game. That's really all it came down to.
Right, and the Bucks were able to kind of overcome some foul trouble from Giannis there in the first half and into the second half. Do you think the Bucks are, I don't know if they're in trouble, but it's just, how much do you think it affects their kind of rhythm or their moxie when Giannis, I feel like that's the first game we've really seen this year with him in major foul trouble like that.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I know there's been games where he's had some decent foul trouble. But, you know, picking up three in the first half and picking up his fourth early in the third quarter, you know, it definitely, you know, makes things a little bit more difficult. I think he only played 11 minutes in the first half. You know, I don't know if correlation's causation, but, you know, they didn't have a great first half. You know, scoring-wise, their offense was a little bit off. I think that was just a team-wide thing, not really a missing Giannis thing. But then, you know, Bud showed some trust, left him in during the third quarter with those four fouls. Giannis paid off that trust by avoiding that fifth foul and being a big part of a 45-point third quarter. The problem for the Bucks was that they couldn't, you know, score those 45 points while also keeping the Pelicans off the board. It was, you know, a 41-point quarter for them, and, you know, set up a closer than would be comfortable, you know, start of the fourth quarter before they were able to put things away.
Do you think the Bucks are maybe coasting a little bit at this point? You know, there's only, 14 games left now in the regular season. And, you know, I've been asking if, you know, if people think there's another gear this team can hit. It seems like a lot of the reaction is they're coasting right now. Do you think they're coasting?
I think maybe that could be part of it. I think another part of it, too, is I think they've played 16 of their last 22 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
They've been on the road for a really big chunk of the past 2 months. And that takes a toll on you. Even though you have the All-Star break in the middle of that to kind of, tone things down, a bunch of the guys from the Bucks, when you look at the team and the coaching staff, they were traveling. They're away from home, during that break. They were down in Charlotte at the All-Star game and all that. So I think, Chris Middleton said it after the game. He thinks the road might be starting to wear on them a little bit. Obviously, it's only the second game of a three-game trip right now, but I think he meant collectively just the full amount that they've been on the road. And obviously, this is the third game in 4 days coming off that back-to-back over the weekend. I think it'll be really good for them to get a little R&R in Miami with 2 days off before they play the Heat on Friday.
Yeah, and do you think this team can find another gear down the stretch and into the postseason? Another gear yet? I mean, they've been playing at such a high level for the entire season, basically. So many games above 500. Do you think they have another? Most contending teams seem to have another gear they can hit.
Yeah, I think they can. I think when you look at just their defense hasn't been where it has been for a lot of the season. I think that's an area where they can improve. Their offense has been really good ever since adding Mirotić. They've been pretty elite offensively, regardless of how things shake out with the rotations. And you just look at when it comes to the playoff time, guys are going to start playing more minutes. The starters. I mean, the starters in general are around 30 minutes for all of them, give or take. And I think in the playoffs, you'll have opportunities for guys like Giannis to stretch out to 40 minutes. Chris Middleton can get up, towards that number two. And so instead of, relying so much on their depth on their bench, they can really ride their best players. And that, that should help them, be able to be more efficient and more effective for more of the game.
He is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JSOnline.com. He's on Twitter at Matt_Velasquez, 2 Z's. Matt, thanks for a couple of minutes, and we'll talk to you on Friday night, okay?
All right, can't wait.
There he is, Matt Velasquez again of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Hey Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back!
Oh boy, it's the moment of truth here on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes postgame show. Mayor Mitch in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer after a Bucks 130-113 victory down in New Orleans. Time now for your Chili's MVB. The first person to call in tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler at 8:35 with this name I'm about to give you wins free food from Chili's. Again, tomorrow morning at 8:35. I'm going to have to go Giannis Antetokounmpo, because really off the bench, nothing. Mirotić, 4-for-10. Middleton, 9-of-18. He was pretty good. I'm going to go Giannis, though, just because you saw the foul trouble there. He was able to overcome. Stayed in there in the second half at 24 points, ho-hum. Kind of a bad game for him points total-wise, but obviously the impact is huge, and you can go with him every night, so I'll take the easy way out tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo, your Chili's MVB.
What about the next game? What do you expect from this team now? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at FFPWI.com.
So we'll look ahead to the Bucks' next game, the final of three on this three-game road trip. The Bucks with a win tonight snapped their three-game road losing streak. Again, they lost to Utah, Phoenix, and San Antonio, their last three road losses. Phoenix did go ahead and beat the Golden State Warriors on Sunday night, in case you missed that, so they're all of a sudden frisky. The Bucks take on the Miami Heat, who come in at 31-35 on the year. Sit at the 8 seed, so this could be a playoff matchup as we get into the postseason. And the Heat are kind of playing, it's decent basketball. They did lose on Sunday to the Raptors, but they had won 4 straight against some pretty weak Eastern Conference competition coming into that. The Heat are definitely a kind of a defensive type of team and a muck-up the game type of team that always gives Giannis trouble. I know the last couple games this year have been, the Bucks have cruised a little bit, so and has given me a little bit more confidence than I certainly had. I think the Bucks had lost seven straight. It was either seven straight overall or seven straight in Miami before they snapped that this year. So, yeah, Miami has given the Bucks trouble. Not scared of them in the playoffs by any means, but certainly potential playoff preview with the game coming up on Friday night. We will have the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show after that one. A 7 o'clock Central Time tip-off, even though it is in Miami. Yours truly will be on the mic again after that one for the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer out tonight as well. My thanks to you guys for listening. That's going to about do it for us here tonight on tonight's edition of the show. Thanks to Matt Velasquez. Thanks to the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. I guess I'm co-chair of that as well. And Nick Bode, other side of the glass as well, doing the updates, producing the show, getting everything done behind the scenes for us here tonight. Bucks win 130-113 from the Smoothie King Center down in New Orleans in that funky situation with Anthony Davis. We'll talk to you guys after the game again on Friday on the Pick and Save Milwaukee Probes post-game show. Talk to you after the game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.